Welcome back to halftime of the Pierce-Highland Park game. I'm visiting right now with Highland Park senior linebackers Murphy Hink and Will Andrews. And fellas, you guys have been doing a heck of a job this year. Murphy, you in particular, have been delivering some massive blows. I think everybody in the stands has noticed. Is that part of your design in going out there, is to really deliver the punishment like that?
Yes, it is. Actually, I started doing that last year when I was on JV Blue, and that's really what keeps me going in the game, and so it's really my motivation to keep on going.
Well, it's definitely been noticeable. Everybody sees number 26 and wants to know what he's doing when the ball carrier goes up into the line. Will, on the same note, we had a picture in the program last week of you taking a helmet off of Newman Smith running back. Same type of thing for you?
Yes, sir. Coach Howlett tells us to hit him in the mouth, and that's what we try to do.
That solves a lot of problems, doesn't it? Well, your statistics have been great. I think, Murphy, you're leading the team with 47 tackles, if I'm not mistaken, which is to be expected for a middle linebacker type. Will, Coach House has great things to say about you as well. He said he can't get you out of there. They weren't sure. You had an injury last year. They weren't sure how you would come back. Was it a long road coming back from your injury last year?
Yes, sir. It was a pretty long road. I tore it in December, and I wasn't back for the beginning of I wasn't back for any of offseason. I didn't get to play in my other sports, soccer, last year. Through the summer, I was doing a lot of rehabilitation, and the coaches weren't sure where I was going to be when I got back, and I went through a football training session that we do, performance course. And through that, my knee got stronger, and I got a lot faster. So they're happy with how I turned out.
Now, it was your knee? You tore your some ligaments in your knee?
I tore my ACL.
Okay. Well, it appears that from what we're seeing from the stands that you are 100% back, because I think you're a pleasant surprise out there. Tell me a little bit. Y'all had probably one of your best games ever against Greenville last week, 62-0. I think Coach Howe said for the first time and since he's been at Highland Park, you hit all of your defensive goals. Tell me a little bit about that game, Murphy.
All right. Well, we follow the game plan, like word for our step by step, no mistakes, just fit where we had to fit, and just basically we did the game plan that we were practiced to do and did it 100% and finished it well.
Well, it was something to look at, and Will, I guess we need to give kudos to you and Charlie Fouch. Y'all did an excellent job containing the Greenville quarterback, Alton Dennis. He, the week before, he looked like he ran all over the field for about 200 yards, and y'all hemmed him up. I don't know if he had hardly any yards rushing.
Yeah, that was part of our game plan, to set a hard edge on him and not let him out. We could tell he was getting frustrated because he wasn't able to get outside on us, and we had some safeties come in and make the plays for us.
Well, you did a great job. It was, I know it was fun for y'all to. Now, does that kind of set the tone for what y'all want to do going forward in this year? I know a shutout is something everybody on defense strives for and takes a lot of pride in. Does that spur you on from here?
Yes, it is, but it's nothing that we're going to let a little down just our make us think anything less of any other team. It's going to keep us driving and help us do that in every game, or try to help us do that every game.
You know, that's one thing I've noticed about y'all. It seems like offense and defense, but especially defense, y'all don't – there's a lot of respect for every team y'all play, isn't there?
There's always a lot of respect. We get to watch them on film, see what they can do. Every team we play has a ton of athletes, and the coaches coach us on how to play against them. And we try and do the best that we can, and normally it turns out pretty well for us.
Been turning out real well so far. Now, this week, always a big game, Richardson-Pierce. It's something I think that everybody looks forward to. It really doesn't matter, as they say, what the records are. Everybody wants to, especially as a senior, beat Pierce, and I'm sure Pierce feels the same way. Tell me about the approach of how it's been this week overall for the team.
I know last year we took into the game last year how we came and played. All right. And then we remember all the losses that we had with other sports, and we're trying to focus out not just that, but like all the stuff they told us and all of the emails and text messages we gotten. So we just focus using that as our motivation to shut them down.
So do y'all get emails and text messages from some of the Pierce players?
Well, it'd be like Facebook messaging, but yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, that may be a little beyond me, but that's fine. Anything special y'all are going to try to do for Pierce this week?
I'm not sure if anything special. Maybe deal out a little more hit than normal. Maybe Murphy can get on that. But, I mean, it's another week, another team. We just happen to have a huge rivalry with this team. We're going to play them as best we can and get the job done.
And you have to remember that whatever the outcome, you probably hear about it at the basketball games, and that's you get the bragging rights if things come out right for the Scots. Tell me a little bit about y'all's plans down the road. You're both seniors. How about any college plans, any place that you're interested in? We'll start with Murphy.
All right, I'm primarily probably going to go to TCU, but if I might go to Texas, it's between those two.
And Will, how about you?
I am looking at Washington, Lee, and Texas.
Great. Now, interesting thing here, we were talking just a minute ago before we got on the air, you both play soccer along with Matt Bonanno, and I think that may be a unique situation. Tell me about that. Has that playing together in multiple sports helped y'all defensively?
Definitely. Soccer got me a lot quicker, a lot faster, a lot more in shape. Basically did everything for me that has become what I am right now. So I give all my kudos to that.
And Will, you feel the same way?
I do. Soccer is definitely a cohesive sport, so we kind of have to be on the same page, know what each other are thinking before we communicate with each other. So it kind of helps us on the football field be on the same page at the same time.
And it helps you, I assume, understand angles and things like that as well. So that's a great story to have three defensive starters of y'all's caliber all coming from the soccer team. That's a great story. Now, I've asked every group that I've interviewed if you have any type of little thing that you do as a group with the linebackers. That maybe the fans would find interesting. Anything that you do before the game, anything that you do after the game, anything you do during the week, anything like that come to mind, Murphy?
We do have a defensive prayer in the showers, but that's the whole defense. And then usually all the linebackers chug a Pedialyte before the game.
Okay. Now, is the prayer prior to the game? The whole defense goes in the shower?
Yes, it is.
That's great. Well, you guys are doing a great job. It's fun to watch you. It's fun to watch you hem people up and deliver hits and make it known that you're there to introduce yourself and to play hard for the Scots. We wish you the best the rest of the year. I know your goal is not only win district, but go ahead and go on down the road in the playoffs. But you seem to be doing a great job of taking it one game at a time. We appreciate y'all joining us. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.